This is the Doug Marrone Show.
The Doug Marrone Show.
Former Jaguar Jeff Lagerman and J.P. Shadrick discuss the latest Jaguars news with the head coach. The Doug Marrone Show starts right now.
Welcome into the Doug Marrone Show. J.P. Shadrick from the home studio. Jeff Lagerman from his home studio. And head coach Doug Marrone should join us around 5:20 or so, about 20 minutes from right now. Training camp continues, the ramp-up period now into phase two, Logs. So a lot of running around on the practice field. They're in helmets, no pads, no 11-on-11 work. They're offense on one field, defense on another. And I'm curious to ask Doug Marrone a little bit later about that setup so far and how it's going. But there is actual football-like things happening finally.
Yeah, and I'm really looking forward to this football team putting on pads and to where then the real learning starts. You know, we heard from Jay Gruden this week, and he talked about how the offense was still in diapers. Well, I mean, that's where you're at when you haven't even put pads on and you haven't even gone against a defense, even without pads, you know. So they've got a long way to go as a football team, and that's just part of the way the new normal is with the global pandemic. And so far, so good. And I think it's a good thing. And I think they're possibly going to learn a lot of things that they may carry into future years. And if I was a player, one of those things that I would love to see carry into future years is no preseason games, man. No preseason games.
Yeah, I'm curious if we'll even get any back down the line.
Well, I think that the situation's very fluid, JP. And it's going to be interesting, too, to see how every coach in the National Football League tries to adapt what they feel like their team needs to get ready for an opener. You know, a lot of guys have experience of having been a college coach, like a Doug Marrone. Some guys have come up through the ranks in college and learned how to be a college coach and then before coming to the National Football League. So will they carry some of the principles with them that they've learned in college to the NFL this year? Will teams scrimmage? I know there's talk that one football team's talking about having three inter-squad scrimmages prior to the season opener. Will Doug Marrone do that? Well, can you do that? You know, are you healthy enough? You know, are you young enough? I mean, there's a lot of factors that are going to go into that decision-making process on getting the team ready in a year that there's nothing normal about. But it's going to be fun to watch, that's for sure. But I'm looking forward to the diapers coming off and the jerseys going off.
Yeah, that's the talk of this football team right now. It's not just on the offensive side. It's everywhere, the youth of the team and so many rookies around. But, you know, it's not just those guys that are new. It's the free agents and all these new faces coming in. And even this week, all the changes on the defensive line after some guys went down to injury or put on the reserve list. So, you know, the change is huge for this football team, not just with the rookies, but throughout the entire roster. There's so much turnover around here.
Well, and then today, Doug Marrone talked about Quincy Williams having a core muscle injury. So now you add another, you know, and he's not projected to be a starting linebacker, but you're talking about a young man who showed some really positive things last year as far as being a striker, being quick and fast, and it would be, I think, a valuable backup, and especially with his speed and his demeanor when he arrives. I think he would be one of the core nasty special teams players. Well, now he's hurt. So the defensive line has obviously been struck significantly, and it's going to take some time over the next couple days where these veteran guys that were acquired to where once they get through the testing protocols to where they're available for the team to practice. But hopefully by the time that this team gets to pads in a week or so, you know, hopefully we have some word on where they are with Ronnie Gunner, you know, with this non-football illness that he has. What's the status of that? You know, where is he at? What's his expected return? You know, because he was, I mean, if you look at it from a monetary standpoint, JP, Schobert and Ronnie Gunner were the two top defensive free agent acquisitions I mean, because look, how they feel about somebody typically translating the amount of dollars that they paid them, and they obviously felt very good about these two guys.
They certainly did, and they'll be a big piece of this team, but one of them's not available right now in Gunter, and, you know, it just kind of adds to the list of changes on the defensive line that have happened over the last couple of years around here, but this is certainly the most dramatic of them all. Hey, let's come back in a moment. We've got a little change in schedule this week. Doug Marone scheduled for 5:20 today, so we'll come back in a moment. We'll get into this defensive line talk a little bit more and examine some of those changes over the last week or so. A little later, Gardner Minshew talk as well. Doug Marone at 5:20, about 15 minutes from right now. It's the Doug Marone Show on the Jaguars Radio Network.
Whether you're driving to a Jaguars game or on the way to work, when you see flashing lights, please move over. If you can't move over a lane, slow down 20 miles per hour below the speed limit. You can protect those who help you on the road, from law enforcement and other first responders to utility and tow truck drivers. They all need you to be at the top of your game while you're driving. See lights? Please move over. Brought to you by the Florida Department of Highway Safety and Motor Vehicles and the Florida Highway Patrol.
Superior Fence and Rail knows about commercial fence services, from automatic gates to security fence and railing. Superior Fence and Rail's professional team delivers with great communication, trained installers, and quality products. Trust your next commercial project with a top-rated fence company in Jacksonville. Get off the fence and call Superior Fence and Rail for your commercial project today.
SuperiorFenceandRail.com. Jags fans, fill your wallet with one debit card that screams Duval, exclusively from TIAA Bank. The Jacksonville Jaguars Visa debit card comes with a fierce look and fantastic features so you can pay with pride wherever you go. And it's yours free when you open a Yield Pledge checking account. Up your financial game today. Visit a financial center near you or find us at TIAABank.com/JagsCard. TIAA Bank is a division of TIAA, FSB, member FDIC, and the official bank of the Jacksonville Jaguars.
Committed to the team. Committed to the mission. At Navy Mutual, we're committed to providing high-quality life insurance to members of the military and their families. So our policies have no fine print and no military service restrictions. We don't work on commission. We're nonprofit, so we pass the savings along to our members. Because at Navy Mutual, our highest commitment is to you. Visit NavyMutual.org. Navy Mutual, insuring those who serve.
Welcome back to the HananiaAutos.com studio. The Doug Marone Show continues right now.
Welcome back, JP Shadrick, Jeff Lagerman. Head coach Doug Marone coming up in about 12 minutes. He's scheduled to join us. The walkthrough is still going on down at TIAA Bank Field. Glad you're along with us on this Thursday afternoon. We're in phase two of preseason, I guess you can call it training camp, the ramp-up period, so helmets, no pads yet, offense and defense on separate fields so far. And I'm out there on the practice field yesterday, Logs. We touched on defensive line. And if you look on the Jaguars roster, there are 14 defensive linemen. Some of those guys are edge players, if you will, but they are listed as defensive linemen. I look up at one point, and there are only 7 defensive linemen in the D-line drills. That's a lot of turnover.
Talking about what was the strength of this football team for the last couple years, all of a sudden now has created more question marks maybe than any other position group that you have. You have some guys that you feel really good about, though, in that room, obviously, with Josh Allen. Kalavon Chaisson, you obviously feel good about, first-round pick, but you're talking about a prospect, and you don't have any history, you don't have anything proven to you that he can be a good football player. You've got a holdout in Ngakoue. You've got a former first-round pick, and you still have a lot of questions about in Taven Bryan. So you had two guys that opted out because of COVID-19, which is totally understandable and respect their decision. But these are decisions that have impacted this football team. And Doug Marone was not bashful about it when he talked about it in his press conference. And he said, you know, it'd be he's basically paraphrasing here, said, I'd be stupid to tell you that I'm not concerned about it, because it is cause for concern. So the Jaguars did what they thought was the best thing that they could do, and to go out and sign a couple veteran guys. And now they're in the process of getting through their COVID testing before they're allowed to be assimilated into the locker room and the program. So what can they do? Well, the reality is they're not as good as the ones that you've lost, you know, because otherwise you would have signed them instead of the other guys that you've lost, you know, back when you could have signed them back in the springtime or whatever. So significant. And it's significant, too, because, you know, you have a linebacker group that's shuffling a little bit. So you'd like to have some consistency up front to allow this linebacking group to be at its best, but that's just the reality and the way that it is, and that's the way the cards are stacked, and you just, you know, adapt, adjust, and roll forward.
And Logs, of all times for this kind of thing to happen, it's when the Jaguars' defense is trying to figure out how to stop the running game. They couldn't do it a lot last year. They had some, certainly in the second half of the season, real issues stopping the run against teams. And that is priority number one, we heard Josh Allen say. When you have so many new faces in new places, that leaves a lot of gaps that could be unaccounted for, unfortunately.
Well, you're right in that it's going to take some time, I think, for this defense to gel and to make sure that everything is where it needs to be. But the good thing is that stopping the run, I've always believed this. Believe that stopping the run is not necessarily a talent issue as it is a want to and an awareness issue. And because I played on some football teams with the New York Jets, JP, and I'm going to be honest here, we weren't that good. But if you looked at our rankings of stopping the run, and Pete Carroll was our defensive coordinator, we were in the top 10 consistently year in and year out. And did we have a ton of talent? No. But we were well coached. We played with awareness, and we knew that it was a requirement for us to have a chance. So I think this team can get better against the run, but there are some players that have to step up significantly. Taven Bryan has to step up significantly. Joe Schobert has to be able to step up. Somebody needs to step up at the nose tackle position. Dontavius Russell is now on IR, who is a possibility of battling for playing time with Avery Jones. You lost Al Woods, who opted out. So there's a lot of question marks with this defense, and hopefully somebody will step up and rise to the occasion and take advantage of an opportunity.
Let's come back in a moment. We'll discuss Gardner Minshew a bit and a different type of feel going into a training camp for him for the first time in a long time. Doug Marrone scheduled in about 7 to 8 minutes or so. This is the Doug Marrone Show on Jaguars Radio.
Whether you're driving to a Jaguars game or on the way to work, when you see flashing lights, please move over. If you can't move over a lane, slow down 20 miles per hour below the speed limit. You can protect those who help you on the road, from law enforcement and other first responders to utility and tow truck drivers. They all need you to be at the top of your game while you're driving. See lights? Please move over. Brought to you by the Florida Department of Highway Safety and Motor Vehicles and the Florida Highway Patrol.
Welcome back for another episode of ASMR with Alex. Today, we're exploring the delicious, refreshing sounds of Pepsi. Oops, spilled a little there, but don't worry, it's all under control. Now for the best part. Pepsi, that's what I like. Nailed it. My subscriber is gonna love this one.
Pepsi is the official soft drink of the Jacksonville Jaguars.
When America needed us to build, we built. Masks, ventilators, shields. When local communities and frontliners needed support, Ford dealers answered. And now we're open and ready to serve you with special offers and deals across the Ford lineup. Stop by a Ford dealership or go online. We've made it safer to shop, easier to buy. Built for America. Built Ford proud.
At Vistar, we believe in better. Better convenience. so members can bank any way they want, whether it's at a branch, on a mobile device, or at one of more than 20,000 fee-free ATMs across North America. We believe that people have better things to do with their time. If you believe that convenience is better, join Vistar. We never forget that it's your money. All loans subject to approval, insured by NCUA.
Welcome back to the HananiaAutos.com studio. The Doug Marone Show continues right now.
P. Shadrick from the home studio, Jeff Lagerman from his home studio, and Doug Marone coming up shortly when the team gets off the practice field from walkthrough. Gardner Minshew spoke again this week, Logs. You know, this is a different feeling camp for Gardner. It's the first time he said since high school that he has been the starting quarterback, and knowing that going into training camp because of all the changes he had in college, every new place he went, even Washington State, he wasn't really, he was a transfer, grad transfer coming in late, so it wasn't like he had all offseason as the starting quarterback. This is a different feel for Gardner, but it's a pretty good one, I'm sure.
Well, it's a great opportunity, but, I mean, are you surprised, though? I mean, here's the reality about Gardner Minshew. His measurables don't measure up to what you'd like to say is the ideal measurables for a quarterback. He's not 6'3" or 6'4", and he doesn't have a cannon arm, you know, but he's built more like a fullback. You know, he's shorter in stature, he's compact, so... I mean, can you understand maybe why that he's never been the proclaimed starter? Sure. But all he's done in his travels has been to be a good player quarterback. And I got to admit, I mean, last year when he came in, I said, is that guy a fullback? And somebody said, no, that's the late round pick quarterback that they got. And I'm like, oh, he looks like a fullback. But, I mean, the reality is that's what he looked like. And he didn't look very good in training camp last year. But, boy, when he stepped in, from the moment he stepped in, when the injury happened against Kansas City, Gardner Minshew looked fantastic. And he had some moments that were just unbelievable. But he's got a lot of improvement to accomplish, though.
Hey, let's come back in a moment. Head coach Doug Marone will join us in just a moment. This is the Doug Marone Show on the Jaguars Radio Network.
When America needed us to build, we built. Masks, ventilators, shields. When local communities and frontliners needed support, Ford dealers answered. And now we're open and ready to serve you, with special offers and deals across the Ford lineup. Stop by a Ford dealership or go online. We've made it safer to shop, easier to buy. Built for America. Built Ford proud.
Looking to be your own boss in a proven business model? Do you like construction and working outdoors? Superior Fence and Rail is franchising in new markets all over the Southeast, from Birmingham to Savannah, even a few more markets in Florida. Come win with Superior Fence and Rail and redefine the fence industry. So get off the fence and call Superior Fence and Rail to learn more about starting a fence franchise today.
SuperiorFenceandRail.com. Welcome back for another episode of ASMR with Alex. Today, we're exploring the delicious, refreshing sounds of Pepsi. Oh, spilled a little there, but don't worry. It's all under control. Now for the best part. Pepsi. That's what I like. Nailed it. My subscriber is gonna love this one.
Pepsi is the official soft drink of the Jacksonville Jaguars.
Jags fans, fill your wallet with one debit card that screams Duval exclusively from TIAA Bank. The Jacksonville Jaguars Visa debit card comes with a fierce look, fantastic features, so you can pay with pride wherever you go. And it's yours free when you open a yield pledge checking account. Up your financial game today. Visit a financial center near you or find us at TIAABank.com/JagsCard. TIAA Bank is a division of TIAA, FSB, member FDIC, and the official bank of the Jacksonville Jaguars.
Welcome back to the HananiaAutos.com studio. The Doug Marrone Show continues right now.
Welcome back to the Doug Marrone Show. JP Shadrick, Jeff Loggeman from our home studios, and head coach Doug Marrone joins us from TIAA Bank Field. Doug, you just came off the field from a walkthrough, is that right?
That's correct. Yep, I just came off the field, and they shuffled me right in here, and here we go. Let's go.
Glad to have you on with us.
You're going to be glad to finally have a practice where offense and defense goes against one another. And for a lot of listeners out there, when does that happen for you and your football team with this whole acclimation period?
Well, really for us, it probably starts, I look at it as starting on August 17th. You know, that's when the pads come on. You know, because you get a little worried, you know, everyone's kind of getting, you know, this is a ramp up period. So everyone's kind of getting ramped up and, you know, we're doing everything we need to do to make sure we can go out there and play, you know, or practice for a full practice. But, you know, it's starting to get competitive. You can see the juices that are starting to go. So, you know, I think the 17th, when you come out there and you're, you know, you're wearing pads and you're protected, then I think we'll start going. And even that period, we're just going to, you know, we'll work our way up, but at least that starts to compact. That's when I always think, that's to me when it really starts.
Doug, I was thinking with the defensive line situation, I might have a few snaps in me. You know,
let's
if
go.
The price is right, I might be available.
Yeah, that's where you're going to be in trouble. You know what I'm saying? You're probably going to ask for too much.
Seriously, that's a lot of issues there with injuries, and then also you've got some guys that opted out. I mean, that's a position group I know you talked about earlier this week, and that, you know, it's cause for concern. But boy, I'm sure that you're sitting there going, okay, we've got a little bit of time here, and when we get to the 17th, we put pads on. It'd be nice to have a group that's a little bit more fortified than where they're at right now.
Yeah, I just think it's, you know, we got to get that group settled in, you know, to the guys that we have. I feel comfortable that, you know, we have the pass rushers, you know, in that group with, you know, obviously with Josh and Caleb and, you know, Smooth going, you know, he did a good job last year, pass rushing from the inside, and a couple of other guys that we feel, you know, Lynch has some length and has done a nice job. And then we got guys that we talked about before. I think, you know, how are we going to get to these third downs? How are we going to get teams to throw well? You know, we've got to be able to stop the run. So we got some big bodies in there, and, you know, we'll see how it goes during camp. I think that, you know, you're always continuing. If we feel, you know, Dave and I, if we look at it and we feel like, you know, it's not good enough there, then, you know, we'll look to continue to keep upgrading. I think we did a good job considering the atmosphere or the time that we're in now that, you know, we were able to get some players, and we're still working on some players, talking to some guys to come into that position and help us.
Just a question that kind of relates to that a little bit, Doug. Sorry, JP. And if you get into the season and all of a sudden you have an issue with COVID or injuries or something of that nature, in the way the league that has expanded the practice squad to go all the way to 16, would you like to even see that maybe expand a little bit more to go to, let's say, 20, just out of convenience and maybe necessity?
I don't know if convenience would be the right word to you know, to get them to make a move, you know, the league and the union to do something like that. You know, being on the outside, I've always thought that, you know, the more jobs that you can create, you know, the better it is. I think that, you know, I've always thought, you know, today I got a question about the fullback position, and Gene Fournette asked me a question, and I was trying to explain it to, you know, kind of just the philosophy of, you know, how we look at the position. If it's the, you know, the undersized offensive guard, that's going to give you that isolation look, short yardage, goal line, but, you know, can't help you in a passing game or is not going to be able to be on teams, it's very difficult to dress that player, on game day, because there's a chance that he may only get two or three snaps with, you know, there's about 12 to 16 snaps a year, average goal line personnel, goal line snaps, depending upon, you know, how you want to attack a team in short yardage, maybe coming out of the end zone. You know, if you're on the 1 yard line, you want to put them in there. But if that's what you're doing, you're really rolling a dice where you can guarantee players a position. And I was thinking to myself, you know, in college, you know, you got pretty much everyone available. So you can have those guys to do that. And I think that, you know, if the roster did get expanded, you know, or the game day roster was expanded and your team roster was expanded, you know, I think that, you know, you can see more of that. Whereas right now we're trying to find, you know, either that player as a true fullback that can do all those things, or, you know, you look to those, you know, those tight end positions to see what they can do. But, you know, you're giving up something in everything that you do. You know, most of the time you put the tight ends back there that are a little bit longer, you know, and the insertion and the isolation blocks are a little bit tougher, but maybe you get more in the passing game. You know, you get bigger targets. And so I think, you know, if you're asking me if I would be for it, I'm always for more jobs and expanding it. But I don't know the, you know, the details of how it's gotten to this, you know, and the competitive advantage stuff. I know you hold on, you know, they went with the extra lineman this year, which I think is good, because having been a line coach and being a head coach making those decisions and just dressing seven offensive linemen a game, you know, you're holding on by the seat of your pants when someone gets hurt. So, you know, certain positions, I think that, you know, it could, but again, I don't spend a lot of time on it. No one's, wait a minute. What? Should we expand the roster? Oh, absolutely. Yeah. I don't get a lot of those calls asking my opinion on that.
Let's come back in a moment. Plenty more ahead with head coach Doug Marrone. This is the Doug Marrone Show on Jaguars Radio.
Jaguars fans are gearing up and saving big at Fanatics.com, the world's largest collection of officially licensed fan gear from all the leagues, teams, and Jaguars players you love. Shop the most trusted brands, exclusive designs by Fanatics, and autographed collectibles from today's biggest stars. Join Fanatics Rewards today and earn fan cash on every purchase. Shop now and get today's special offer. Fanatics.com, officially licensed everything.
In Florida, bicyclists have the same rights and responsibilities as everyone else on the road. So when you ride, follow the rules. Always wear a helmet and use lights on your bike. And drivers, watch for cyclists. Give them space to ride. And don't forget, when making that right on red, look to your right first to see if a cyclist is approaching in the bike lane. We all have a responsibility to keep ourselves and each other safe. Alert today, alive tomorrow. Because safety doesn't happen by accident. This message brought to you by the Florida Department of Transportation.
Welcome back for another episode of ASMR with Alex. Today, we're exploring the delicious, refreshing sounds of Pepsi. Oh, spilled a little there, but don't worry, it's all under control. Now for the best part. Pepsi, that's what I like. Nailed it. My subscriber is gonna love this one.
Pepsi is the official soft drink of the Jacksonville Jaguars.
At Tropical Smoothie Cafe, one taste and you're hitting refresh now. Palm trees swaying now. Letting loose now. Busting a move now. Cranking up the beats now. Hands in the air now. Feeling free now. You're on Tropic Time now. And right now at Tropical Smoothie Cafe, try our watermelon mojito and guava margarita smoothies. And you're tasting fruity now. Sipping sunshine now. Toasting summer now. You're on Tropic Time now at Tropical Smoothie Cafe.
Welcome back to the HananiaAutos.com studio. The Doug Marrone Show continues right now.
Welcome back, JP Shadrick, Jeff Lagerman, and head coach Doug Marrone on the Doug Marrone Show. Let's talk a little offensive line, coach. You know, Cam Robinson spoke with the media this week, and, you know, this time last year he wasn't cleared yet. And then it took him a few games to get on the field. He was banged up still then. And he said he didn't really feel right until the last few games of the season last year. Night and day now to how he feels. How does he look to you so far? As you always say, I know they're in pajamas right now, but what can you tell us about Cam Robinson and his offseason to get to this point?
Yeah, I think, you know, it's always tough when a player, especially a young player, comes off a season, then he's injured, and that whole offseason is really dedicated to, you know, trying to get your strength back, trying to get your body back to a point where you can actually start getting on the field. And the thing that, as a young player, the one point of development that you miss is, you know, it's the technique part of it. So I think, you know, Cam got thrown in there, and when you do that, you're just at a point where you're just trying to survive, and that's not a good way to play this game, and you're not going to look very good when you're trying to do that. And at times, you know, Cam didn't, but I think that, you know, he was on a mission. He did a hell of a job this off season, you know, lifting. He came in, he's big and athletic right now. I mean, he looks good. There's a bounce to his step. He's you know, you can see a difference from that standpoint. But I think for me, the most important part, what I've seen these last 2 days, and you can't tell until the pads come on, is that from a technical standpoint, he's done a lot of work, and it shows. I mean, his footwork is much improved than it was from a year ago, which is going to should carry over into making him a better player. And, you know, we still got a lot of work to do. We still got a lot of days left. And, you know, it's going to be exciting to see how he develops over these next couple of weeks.
Well, JP, I think you got the terminology wrong. They're not in pajamas. They're in diapers, according to Coach Gruden. So, Doug, with Coach Gruden, an interesting thought on his scheme is that how will the demands on the offensive line be different this year as opposed to in years past? Because everybody likes to run something different when they're the offensive coordinator. Will it be different for the offensive line this year?
I think offensively it's going to be different. I think that, you know, we've got some players now that we feel we can do some more or potentially be able to do some more things from a matchup standpoint. So I feel comfortable with that. I think it's the same pressure on a line. I think, you know, most of the time it's dictated by, you know, what your back can do in a running game. And there's certain plays that everyone runs, but then you get to what are you going to rely on? A lot of it's a combination of how you've built your line and how you built, you know, your running back, you know, backfield. So, you know, we've got some good elements back there. All of our running backs have been really doing a heck of a job. And I think our offensive line, from what I've seen, again, is that I've seen a group that's gotten bigger, a group that's gotten stronger, more explosive. You can see that just on, you know, again, it's not a moving target. It's an apparatus, you know, whether it's a bag or whether it's a sled. But it's encouraging to see the more, I guess, type of hand explosion or explosion that we're showing and athleticism. I think that probably the biggest thing in this camp that I've noticed with the line is, you know, not only have they gotten bigger, but they look, you know, more athletic than they have in the past. And, you know, it's not a secret. You know, we've challenged them right after the season. And they know it. And, you know, they've been doing everything they can to make sure they're ready. So I'm excited to see this group go out there and compete. They know that there's a lot of expectation out of that group. They have a lot of expectation out of themselves. So I think they're in a good place right now. I think we have to stay healthy, keep working. And then, you know, see what happens when we get on that field.
On the side of that line, though, Doug, is the tight end position, of course. And you have your full complement of tight ends on the field now. James O'Shaughnessy came off the reserve list, so he's out there running around with you. Same idea here. You won't really know until you get to, you know, do 11-on-11 work and see them against somebody. But you have to be happy they're all out there, first of all, and then confident in what this group can do at tight end, because over the years around here, it has been a little difficult to have consistency at that position.
Absolutely, and I know from an offensive standpoint, you know, when you talk about, hey, how's it going to be different or what goes on? I think the most important thing is it goes back to your matchups and what do you have. And I think, you know, you look around the league and you look to see, you know, teams got to make decisions. You know, when you play with a Y tight end and now you have this F tight end, you know, are they going to play either nickel or are they going to play you in base? And, you know, so now all of a sudden it starts to become a little bit more of a chess game, a little bit more of a matchup. You know, the three really veteran players that we have, or really two veteran players and one second-year player at the one position is, you know, we brought in Tyler Eifert. And, you know, he's coming off kind of like Cam, except for, you know, he played obviously quite a bit before that, but hasn't recently had a healthy offseason. Well, this was his first offseason. He's come in and has done everything we expected him to do and has looked well. And then, you know, obviously Josh had that setback last year, Josh Oliver. I think, you know, a lot of times you look at these guys when they first walk in the building and either you get excited or you're like, ugh. You know, but he walked in and he's bigger, he's stronger. He looks good. I think a guy like Tyler helps him. And James just came off a PUP. I think all these guys can help us at either position, at the Y or the F. And then, you know, you look at the tight end positions. Charles Jones was a big kid, got in a little bit last year. We'll see what he can do, but he's strong and he's powerful. And then these two young guys that we – you know, one guy we drafted and the other guy we, you know, have free agency have done a nice job. So, you know, it's going to be an interesting competition. It's going to be interesting to see, you know, what they can do from a standpoint when we do one-on-ones when we and how much every one of those guys can do. I don't think that we can just label a guy and say, you know, he can't do this. I think, you know, right now all those players, even you know, Tyler, Josh, and James have all played, you know, why and it blocked at times and it blocked well. So it's going to be it's a different atmosphere because of the, you know, how we feel about that group.
I thought that Jay Gruden did a great job of really describing how that position can really impact and really stress a defense when you can find that guy that can fill all the roles that tight ends need to fill, and you get that in one package. It's hard to find, though, isn't it, Doug?
Yeah, I think today is a great illustration of that. I think that, you know, San Francisco and Kansas City kind of locked those guys up and, you know, given them, you know, good contracts. And I think that shows, you know, goes to show you that, you know, you have guys like Kittle, you have guys like Kelce. You know, they're outstanding football players, and they're being compensated for it. And there's not – you know, many guys at that position that have the ability to do that. So, you know, when you get someone like that, you're going to try to keep them. And like I said before, those, you know, you can bracket those players, you can put different players on them, but, you know, it's, you're usually, depending on who it is, you know, I was firsthand saw how difficult it was being in the AFC East when Gronkowski was with New England. You know, those defensive guys were up all night trying to figure out the different matchups, the different bracket coverages. And eventually, you know, when you're moving those guys around, you're going to get the matchup you want. And you got the quarterback that can deliver the ball and the guy that can make the play. They're going to make big plays.
Let's come back in a moment. One final segment with head coach Doug Marrone. This is the Doug Marrone Show on the Jaguar Radio Network.
Whether you're driving to a Jaguars game or on the way to work, when you see flashing lights, please move over. If you can't move over a lane, slow down 20 miles per hour below the speed limit. You can protect those who help you on the road, from law enforcement and other first responders to utility and tow truck drivers. They all need you to be at the top of your game while you're driving. See lights? Please move over. Brought to you by the Florida Department of Highway Safety and Motor Vehicles and the Florida Highway Patrol.
When America needed us to build, we built. Masks, ventilators, shields. When local communities and frontliners needed support, Ford dealers answered. And now we're open and ready to serve you with special offers and deals across the Ford lineup. Stop by a Ford dealership or go online. We've made it safer to shop, easier to buy. Built for America. Built Ford proud.
Jags fans, fill your wallet with one debit card that screams Duval exclusively from TIAA Bank. The Jacksonville Jaguars Visa debit card comes with a fierce look and fantastic features so you can pay with pride wherever you go. And it's yours free when you open a Yield Pledge checking account. Up your financial game today. Visit a financial center near you or find us at TIAABank.com/JagsCard. TIAA Bank is a division of TIAA, FSB, member FDIC, and the official bank of the Jacksonville Jaguars.
Committed to the team. Committed to the mission. At Navy Mutual, we're committed to providing high-quality life insurance to members of the military and their families. So our policies have no fine print and no military service restrictions. We don't work on commission. We're nonprofit, so we pass the savings along to our members. Because at Navy Mutual, our highest commitment is to you. Visit NavyMutual.org. Navy Mutual, insuring those who serve.
Like working outdoors and want better pay and benefits? Superior Fence and Rail is seeking full-time fence installers with pay ranging from $16 to $25 an hour and more with commercial experience. Superior Fence and Rail will train you to work with their professional team and provide you with all the tools you need to be a top-notch installer. Get off the fence. Call Superior Fence and Rail today and start your career.
SuperiorFenceandRail.com.
Any repeated physical activity puts stress on the body. Checking your phone, getting in the car, sitting at your desk. Checking the phone, getting in your car, sitting at your desk. Checking your phone for the 50th time today. If you do anything with regularity, you should get massaged with regularity. Massage Envy. Keep your body working.
Regular body work makes the body work with massage, skin care, and stretch. Come in today for more information or visit massageenvy.com for more details.
Welcome back to the HananiaAutos.com studio. The Doug Marone Show continues right now.
Welcome back. Our final segment with head coach Doug Marone on the Doug Marone Show. JP Shadrick, Jeff Lagerman, and the head coach. You know, we've been out there the last couple of days for the first time to get a firsthand look at what's going on. And I found it interesting, just the distancing procedure. Everybody has their own, you know, water bottle that gets thrown to them, individual bottles, individual towels, all that. And then after practice, I see one of the equipment guys, Jeff DeLuca, spraying down with sanitizer all the pads and everything. And it seems to have paid off not only here, but around the league, coach, when less than 1% of the tests have come back positive since the teams have arrived in camp this year. So there's got to be a pretty high confidence level in the testing and the protocol, at least I'm sure there is, that it's working so far.
Well, I think, you know, obviously it's a fluid situation. I think it's something that, you know, you're continually, you know, educating yourself. I get a lot of questions, you know, how many days or how, you know, do you talk about it with your team? And I would say, you know, every day we're, you know, we're touching on it because there's, you know, we're learning things, we're going through it. You know, here it's, like I said, I had a conversation with my brother-in-law who's an electrocardiologist. And I was like, you know, it's so different. You know, I mean, it's like almost like you feel like you're in a hospital, how sanitary everything is. And you have crews coming in. He's like, you know, it's probably more sanitary than a hospital. And he may be right. And, you know, making sure that you're doing all the right things and taking care of the players. And, you know, it was interesting. And, you know, we have this ramp up period and everything. So, and Jeff would appreciate this. One of the players goes, he said something like, you know, hey, you know, training camp is, and I'm like, whoa, 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 whoa. Do not call this training. You know, it's a disgrace for all the, you know, it's disrespectful for all the players that have been through training camp. You know, this is different. I understand, but let's not use the word training camp right now, you know, because, but it's actually, I have learned the one thing, and again, everyone's doing a great job, players and everyone, and there'll be things that we've got to look out for, and there'll be things coming down the road, and we understand that, you know, that we might have to make adjustments, and it's good because adjustments means that we're just trying to keep everybody safe. But I think the one thing that's helped us with this ramp up period, a lot of times, you know, we come into camp and everyone knows the weather here, and we just throw those players right out there, and you know, we try to push them and get them and get them in shape quickly. And, you know, next thing you know, you're watching the weights every day and they're dropping 10, 11 pounds and, you know, IVs come into play where we haven't, you know, had any of that yet. And I think from a standpoint of getting our team acclimated to the heat down here, I'm excited about it because I think, you know, it's a much better probably a much smarter way to acclimate a team and that has to, you know, continually practice in this type of weather.
Yeah, I'm glad that that you mentioned that, Doug, because earlier when we were talking with JP, he mentioned training camp. I said, wait a minute, JP, I don't think I'd quite call this a training camp yet.
Yeah.
But and I don't know if it will ever reach the point to where it's a training camp. But, you know, it was interesting listening to Joe Schobert's press conference, and he talked about acclimating. And he did mention that he had never experienced heat like this before. So what a great way to be able to acclimate when you're not in 2-a-days and you're not getting thrown right out there in pads, though. It's got to be kind of nice. If I had that, I might have played another year.
I was thinking to myself, like, okay, we're allowed, which is tough to do. You're allowed to get 14 padded practices in. And I'm thinking in the beginning, we had 14 days of practice in that first week. You know what I'm saying? I mean, 14 padded practices, 2-a-day, both in pads. I mean, you know, we would have been done with about 6 more weeks left of camp back when, you know, we played all those preseason games. But, you know, I think it's good. I think, you know, without the preseason games, it gives you a chance to pick and choose, you know, where you want to go and get, you know, your live work in, because I'm a firm believer that you need some of that. You know, you can control things a little bit. A lot of times, like I said, when you get in the preseason, you know, you worry about guys being exposed, especially the quarterback position. You know, someone can come through, someone can blow an assignment. Those things can happen. So there's a lot of things that I think we can take advantage of. I think the one thing that I keep trying to tell the coaches, having experienced this before, is, you know, let's make sure we change the matchups and who the guys are going against, and let's see them go against different type of guys. Because, you know, during the year, you're going to face different types of players, whether, you know, they're big and strong, or they're, you know, maybe smaller, you know, and faster or quicker or explosive, you know. So we want to make sure that when we're evaluating everyone, you know, that we're seeing them, you know, mixing them up a little bit. And we want to be able to do that early, because, you know, basically at the end, you want to get this team together and really start working and creating that continuity.
Coach, great stuff as always. We'll see you at practice tomorrow, and we'll talk to you again next week.
All right. Thank you, JP. Thank you, Jeff.
There he is, head coach Doug Marrone, back with one final segment. It's the Doug Marrone Show on Jaguars Radio.
Whether you're driving to a Jaguars game or on the way to work, when you see flashing lights, please move over. If you can't move over a lane, slow down 20 miles per hour below the speed limit. You can protect those who help you on the road, from law enforcement and other first responders to utility and tow truck drivers. They all need you to be at the top of your game while you're driving. See lights? Please move over. Brought to you by the Florida Department of Highway Safety and Motor Vehicles and the Florida Highway Patrol.
Al here, longtime pool owner and big-time Jags fan. I'm also a big fan of Leslie's Pool Supplies. They're great. They always offer free water testing. I take them my pool water twice a month. I also got my new heat pump from them. They installed it, too. Works great. Love the Leslie's store team, almost as much as my Jags. They're a close second. You should stop in. Wow, what a pool store. With 5 Jacksonville stores, there's always one nearby. Leslie's, pool supplies, service, and repair. Go Jags!
At Vistar, we believe in better convenience, so members can bank any way they want, whether it's at a branch, on a mobile device, or at one of more than 20,000 fee-free ATMs across North America. We believe that people have better things to do with their time. If you believe that convenience is better, join Vistar. We never forget that it's your money. All loans subject to approval, insured by NCUA.
Hey Jacksonville, this is Joe Adib from Bono's. I just want to let you know that we have now reopened all of our dining rooms. We appreciate all the love that you have showed us during this crisis. For over 71 years, we have been here for you through good times and bad. Our award-winning barbecue and our unbelievable staff look forward to seeing you soon. Be safe.
Jags fans, fill your wallet with one debit card that screams Duval, exclusively from TIAA Bank. The Jacksonville Jaguars Visa debit card comes with a fierce look and fantastic features so you can pay with pride wherever you go. And it's yours free when you open a Yield Pledge checking account. Up your financial game today. Visit a financial center near you or find us at TIAABank.com/JagsCard. TIAA Bank is a division of TIAA, FSB, member FDIC, and the official bank of the Jacksonville Jaguars.
Committed to the team. Committed to the mission. At Navy Mutual, we're committed to providing high-quality life insurance to members of the military and their families. So our policies have no fine print and no military service restrictions. We don't work on commission. We're nonprofit, so we pass the savings along to our members. Because at Navy Mutual, our highest commitment is to you. Visit NavyMutual.org. Navy Mutual, insuring those who serve.
Welcome back to the HananiaAutos.com studio. The Doug Marone Show continues right now.
Our final moments on the Doug Marone Show, presented by the Florida Department of Highway Safety and Motor Vehicles. J.P. Shadrick from the home studio. Jeff Loggeman from his home studio. Our thanks to head coach Doug Marone joining us at TIAA Bank Field after the Jaguars walkthrough. And, you know, if the walkthrough was outside right now, they'd be soaking wet. At least, I'm not too far away from the stadium here, Logs. And the bottom has dropped out yet again. I found it interesting there, the thought with Doug Marone discussing this is not training camp. They're not even in that mindset yet. They're still on the ramp up. There's a lot of stretching. There's a lot of drill work done. And then at the end, there's conditioning. The last 20-minute period today was all conditioning, running sprints, doing that. And it's kind of where they are right now.
Yeah, that's why I was kind of laughing earlier on. We had a graphic up that said training camp, and I'm going, wait a minute, I don't know if I'd call it training camp, but nonetheless, it's the 2020 version of training camp. That's what it is. But I'm looking forward to watching this team, and where I think, where for me as an analyst, where you can really start to judge people is when they put the pads on. I mean, there are opportunities to evaluate how guys study, how guys work, how they blend in with their teammates, how they lead, how they may not lead. There's a lot of different things that you can look at from that standpoint. But the true evaluation begins when the pads come on and you can answer the question or begin to answer the question, can this guy play football? And football's played with pads. It's not played in diapers or underwear Olympics. There's so many different terms that we have for where they're at right now in this phase. But when the pads come on, that's when the evaluation, the serious evaluation begins. And here's the other question. You're going to miss a little bit of a component of that this year, you know, because the evaluation historically has always started when the pads come on. And then also when the lights turn on and the pads are on. It's another step in the evaluation process. Can guys raise their level of play when it comes to kickoff time in a game situation? The Jaguars aren't going to have that evaluation to be able to lean on this year. So there's going to be a lot of decisions that are made based on faith and belief and what scouting information they got on these players and not necessarily proven factual data that they evaluated with their eyes by watching players in multiple practices and multiple game situations.
Those padded practices become all so important to get reps, as you said. Obviously, the opportunities are fewer this year for some of these guys on the bubble, and Doug has talked about it as well. I mean, you got to go out and perform and practice the best you can, and then
Let me add this. There's been a lot of different, I guess, ways that coaches have talked about how they want to go about preparing for a season. And we mentioned this earlier. And do you want to scrimmage? You know, in college, you could do that. You could have inter-squad scrimmages. You could have live drills and everything, because everybody that you have in your camp in college, you're keeping. You know, they're scholarship players, they're walk-on players. I mean, look, everybody's got a jersey. Everybody's got a locker. Nick Saban's not cutting anybody. You know, he doesn't have a salary cap to manage. You know, whereas a professional football team, you have salary cap, you got roster limitations. And so there's a lot of things that I think that are going to go into the decision-making process of how, you know, Doug Marrone's going to get his football team ready. And I think he's got to strike kind of a balance, because it's a young team, but at the same token, so you want to make sure that you get as many reps as you can for a young team, but then it also has components of it that aren't so young. You know, like a Brandon Linder, you know, you want to make sure you get him ready for the season. You want to make sure that you have guys that are fresh and ready to go when they start counting the wins and losses, and not necessarily trying to win the All Duval team award, you know, prior to the season actually starting.
We touched earlier and throughout the day on all the changes for this team over the last week, really on the defensive line. That's where the turnover has been as of late. It's got to be a challenge. Not only for that group, yes, there's new faces and everybody, but that's a defensive issue. That's an entire defense issue. That's not just a line issue. That turns into a couple of levels, at least, of your defense having to deal with new faces in new places.
Well, I feel for Rebs, which Jason, the coach of the defensive line, Rebrovich, is what everybody calls him, Rebs. And he's got a tough task now. I mean, when you start having to coach guys that aren't even on your team anymore, or guys that weren't on your team a couple days ago, now they're just joining. I mean, that's what they pay coaches money for. They've got to be able to adapt and adjust, and he's got a tall task to be able to put this defensive line together. You know, and on top of that, it's not just the parts that you're missing that you're trying to replace, and that it's also the parts that you have already had that you've got to find a way to continue to develop them. Taven Bryan, you got to get Taven Bryan better. You know, you got to find a way to get Avery Jones to play better. I mean, he's a nose tackle. He's in that middle of that defense that's so important to stopping the running game. You've got to find a way to develop a three technique defensive tackle, because if Gunner can't go because he still has an illness, you know, who else is going to play besides Taven Bryan? You know, so Dontavius Russell, not available. Al Woods opted out. J.P. Shadrick, can you play?
I don't think so. I'm going to stay on the media side. I'm good. I'm good. It's interesting. Yeah, you were like, hey, maybe I'll take some snaps.
No chance. No chance. I'm joking. And then I'll take the signing bonus, the guaranteed non-refundable signing bonus, and I'll retire right after that.
I like that idea. That wouldn't be a bad one at all. So the Jags are back in the practice field tomorrow for the ramp-up to continue, phase two. We're not calling it training camp.
Thank you.
Yet. And I believe we're going to hear from Todd Wash tomorrow. I'm interested to see what he has to say about all this.
Well, I'm sure he's got an opinion that if you asked him honestly, he would probably give you a different answer than what he's going to tell you, you know, in a press conference situation. But here's the reality. It's not a great situation for the Jaguars defensively. The amount of transition that this defensive side of the football has undergone in the last couple of years alone has been staggering. From having arguably the best cornerback tandem in the league to the defensive line combination, and now all of a sudden that's evaporated. A lot of challenges for Todd Wash's defense.
No doubt. And a lot of challenges ahead for the Jags here in once training camp officially. It is underway, but once the real training camp gets here, a lot of evaluation yet to come. Our thanks to head coach Doug Marrone for joining us. Logs, we'll talk to you again next week.
You got it, JP.
For Jeff Loggeman, our entire crew, I'm JP Shadrick. We'll catch you next time. This is the Doug Marrone Show on the Jaguars Radio Network.